It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll learn about an exchange program that connects Little League baseball players in Puerto Rico and Wisconsin.
First, Western Wisconsin has seen its share of flooding over the last couple of years. Rainstorms that swept through the area last year were so severe, the governor declared a state of emergency.
But over the past year, local officials haven't received their promised federal money from FEMA to repair infrastructure, things like roads and bridges.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in La Crosse, and she's with us now to talk about this story. Hope, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Hope, take us back to last year. What kind of flooding and what kind of damage did Western Wisconsin see?
Yeah, so we saw significant flash flooding towards the end of September last year that, you know, caused a lot of damage to public infrastructure. It was estimated around $11 million across around 10 counties. So it was pretty significant, mainly to roads, bridges, culverts, that sort of thing. There was also a lot of damage to private infrastructure.
And in terms of which towns in particular were hit the hardest, where was the damage focused?
There was a significant amount of damage in Vernon County that seemed to kind of get the brunt of things. In Vernon County alone, they had $5.2 million in public infrastructure damage. So those communities seemed to really get hit the hardest.
And this was coming up on a year ago, and you're reporting that the FEMA money to help these communities, it seems like in most cases, hasn't come in yet. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, so I talked to someone with Wisconsin Emergency Management about this issue, and you know, she said it's not uncommon for this process to take a year. It is a reimbursement process through FEMA. It's the public assistance program we're talking about. And after a region receives a federal disaster declaration, those communities are then eligible to be reimbursed for 75% of the cost to damage to public infrastructure and debris removal. But again, it's reimbursement. So those projects, those repairs have to take place first. And then there's a lengthy documentation process. And then that money is then delivered to those communities. So, you know, it's really just a matter of the communities fronting those costs to make the repairs and then waiting for the paperwork.
So this was obviously, in most cases, an unexpected expense for most of these towns and areas that were hit by this flooding. So is having to pay for this sort of repair and then wait for a check to come in, has that been a stretch for some communities financially?
It absolutely has. You know, I talked to the chair of the town of Fremont. That was one community in Clark County that saw a significant amount of damage. You know, they say they had to take that money out of the money they would have spent to gravel their roads this summer. They couldn't. They basically shortened that money for graveling and used it to repair the damage to their roads and culverts. I talked to Phil Hewitt, the highway commissioner in Vernon County. He said, you know, they were able to take that money out of what they would have used to, you know, re-blacktop roads or do other sort of scheduled maintenance. So it's definitely having an impact on these communities.
And in some cases, it sounds like there's some back and forth that's still going on, in particular over a bridge and whether or not the bridge can be repaired or replaced.
Yeah, this is a particular instance in Vernon County, a bridge that saw a significant amount of damage. You know, first estimates, Phil Hewitt in the highway commissioner thought that bridge was eligible to be completely replaced. Apparently, it's had issues with having flood damage in the past. But a second assessment found that the damage wasn't significant enough and that FEMA would only reimburse the county if they repair the bridge. And so this is just an example of kind of this paperwork, the regulations that, you know, some local officials are saying really slows down the process.
Can you give us a sense of how local officials are feeling about the wait? You said up top that this is not unusual for the aid to take this long to arrive, but how are officials feeling about that wait?
They're basically saying that, you know, this is an issue. You know, this process maybe needs to be looked at because it's not happening fast enough. And, you know, several of the people that I talked to said, you know, they're starting to lose faith that they're ever going to see that money. While they are very much appreciative that FEMA is willing to help them and that they receive this disaster declaration. This money could have a significant impact on in helping their communities. They just express frustration with having to wait so long, and in some cases, seeing another round of flood damage, another FEMA assessment coming through the area, and without ever seeing the funding from last year.
And it sounds like in the case of a new round of storms and some new repairs, not as extreme, but it sounds as though some officials are weighing whether or not it's worth the time to apply for this FEMA aid.
Right. So with the latest rounds of storms that we saw at the end of July, you know, FEMA's back in the area this week doing rounds of assessments. And again, I talked to Phil Hewitt in Vernon County, and he said that, you know, some local officials are asking why they're doing this again when they haven't even seen the money from last year. He's confident that they will see that funding, that FEMA is doing everything they can to get them their funding, to reimburse them from those costs. But it is a lengthy process from what I've heard. There is a significant amount of documentation, significant amount of back and forth to make sure the correct paperwork is in. And some local officials are wondering if it's a good use of their time.
And Hope, with FEMA in the area again, have officials made any sort of statement about the wait and about when it might arrive?
No, I haven't talked with any of the FEMA crews that are in the area this week. But, you know, again, just speaking with emergency management officials, you know, they said this isn't an uncommon situation, that, you know, it can be a burden for local officials to have to kind of front those damage repairs. But, you know, they just promoted the fact that they even receive a reimbursement, that this money does exist to help these communities and that they're not just stuck with the cost.
And talking to officials, Hope, do you get the sense that some of them might be looking ahead, realizing now that money from FEMA can take a while to process and to arrive, that they might build in more of a bad turn of phrase for this, but a rainy day fund into their budgets?
I haven't found out if they're kind of making any changes to the current budgets, but, you know, I did talk to Phil Hewitt again in Vernon County, said that he knows of some local governments that have had to borrow money to pay for last year's damage. And so, you know, they're in the process of making loan payments while still trying to keep up with maintenance. And that's not a good situation for some communities.
Hope, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She's based in La Crosse, and she joined us today for a look at the long wait for FEMA relief funds after last year's flooding in western Wisconsin.
Coming up, we'll hear about a Little League Baseball exchange program that's bringing kids from Puerto Rico to Milwaukee to learn, play, and experience Wisconsin. Stay with us here on Central Time.